In this way, my Lord, you have appeared in different incarnations, as human beings, as animals, as a great saintly person, as demigods, and as a fish and a tortoise. In this way, you maintain the whole creation in different planetary systems and kill the demoniac principles in every age. My Lord, you therefore protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are known as Tri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas.
Itam nitidjab rishideva rasamatarai lokan vibhavayasi hamsi jagattasipa dharmam mahapurusa pasi jivanavrittam sannakkalo jagabhavas trijugotha sattam.
So, here is a very specific statement about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is Channa. Channa means covered. Not directly, because he has appeared as a devotee. Avatar, Rupa Goswami has found out that he is avatar of Krishna. All the devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Rupa Goswami, and the Shastra, the Upanishad, Mahabharata, and every Sadhu Shastra. The avatar should be confirmed by great devotees, personalities, and must be corroborated with the statement in the Shastra. So, here is another statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Directly, it is stated in the 11th canto, you know, Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishnam Sangha Panga Asapasadam Jaggani Sankirtanam Prayi Jajanti Isane. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he was being described before King Nimi by Karbhajan Muni, the different incarnation in different millenniums, Yugadharma Vityam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described by Vrindavana Thakur, Yugadharma Palu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described here as Channa Kalo. In the Kali Yuga, he not appearing as other incarnations, not like Nisimhadev or many, Bamandev, Lord Ramchandra. He is appearing as a devotee. Why? Now, this is the most magnanimous avatar. People are so foolish, they could not understand Krishna when Krishna said, Saradharman Puritajya Mami Kang. They took it, who is this person ordering like that? Saradharman. What right? That is our material disease. If somebody is ordered to do something, he protests. Who are you to order? This is the position. God Himself, Krishna, what can He say? He orders the Supreme Person, Supreme Being, He must order. He is the supreme controller. He must order. That is God. But we are so foolish that when God orders that you do this, we take it as a with this man. He is ordering like that. And Sarva Dharman Paritya, giving up every saint, regularly. Sarva Dharman, I have created so many dharmas, isms. I shall give it up. Why shall I give it up? Therefore, the same Lord came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vatiya means day. So we must discuss this very thoroughly. So Rupa Goswami understood it. Therefore, we have to go to Guru. Rupa Goswami is our Guru. Narottamdas Thakur said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakut. Kave Hama Bujhava Siddhu. If we want to understand the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we have to go through Guru. Guru Parampara system. Otherwise it is not good. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakut. Unless we accept this process, unless we submit, this whole process is submission. Krishna wants this. Sarvadharman Paritya. So, if you want to approach Krishna, you have to become very submissive. And to whom? Krishna is not here. To whom I shall submit? No, to his devotee, to his representative. The business is submission. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared this day for giving mercy to the fallen souls who are so foolish that cannot take to Krishna consciousness. He is personally teaching how to take to Krishna consciousness. That is this kirtan. You'll find, you have seen the picture in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that in prayer he was engaged in chanting and Rupa Goswami is offering his obeisance. That is the first meeting with Rupa Goswami. And he composed this verse. Namo Mahabadanaya Krishna Prema Pradhaji. So this is Charanavata. He is Krishna and he has come to give you Krishna Prema, but he is acting like a Krishna devotee. This is power. He is not commanding now. You do this. Yes, he is commanding to this, but in different way. Because people misunderstood, who is this person commanding? Even some so-called rascal scholar, he has said it's too much to demand. They are remarkable. Yes, sophisticated person, they are thinking like that. But our process is, to submit. Unless we submit, there is no hope of advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Tinadapi siri sunichena, tarodapi sahishnana, amanina, amanina, if you want to chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you have to take this principle. Tinadapi sunichena. You have to become humbler than the grass. Grass, it is lying on the street, everyone is trampling down, never protest. In the lawn, everyone is trampling the grass, there is no protest. karorapi sahishnuna and tolerant than the tree. The tree is giving us so much help. It is giving us fruit, flowers, leaves, and when there is scorching heat, shelter also, sit down underneath. So beneficial, still we cut. As soon as I like, I cut it down. But there is no protest. The tree does not say, I have given you so much help and you are cutting me. No. Tolerant. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected karorapi sahishnuna and amanina manadena. For oneself, one should not expect any respectful position, but he, the devotee, should offer all respect to anyone. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sada. If we acquire this qualification, then we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any disturbance. This is the qualification. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach these principles. He is Krishna himself. There is no na Chaitanya Krishna paratattam paramiha. Paratatta is supreme. Truth is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The supreme truth is Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. Na Chaitanya Krishna paratattam param yaha. Jadadgaita Brahma Upanishadi. Hey, Brahma Advaita Monist Brahma, which is describing Upanishad. That factor, that the Advaita Brahma Upanishadi, Paramatma and the Paramatma, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, this is the three features of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Vadanti tat tatta vidas satyam jat jnanam advayam Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabda. The absolute truth is one, Advaya. There is no difference. But he, according to our qualification of understanding the absolute truth, he appears as Brahma, impersonal Brahma. He appears as localized Paramatma, Super Soul. And he appears as the beloved Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to the receiver, Jeta Thamang Prapadyamse. That is, if you want to understand the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma, you realize that. If you want to realize the absolute truth as Paramatma, everywhere, all pervading, you can realize him. And if you want to see him as the most beloved, then you can also. That is the meaning of Jeta Thamang Prapadyamse. You can realize the absolute truth anyway. He is prepared to manifest himself as you desire. As you desire does not mean that also he is present, because here it is stated that Niti Jag Rishi Deva Dasavata. According to the evolutionary process, so there was water all over the universe. At that time, dasavatara, kesabhika meena sarira, jaya jagadira. Similarly, he became tortoise. Then you become Nrisimhadev, you become Vamandev, so many. That is going on. Nitya, Nitya Lila. Don't think the avatar comes only to the human society. But he appears amongst the animals, amongst the insects, amongst the trees. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is statement, among the trees, I am this tree. Among the animals, I am this animal. Among the persons, among the fighters, I am this, I am this. He is everything. But just to point out a few, in another place he says, Rasoham Mapsukhanti. He is prepared to be appreciated by you in any condition of life. If you take his instruction how to realize it, and if you manufacture your own way, no, that is not possible. Even if you are most ordinary man, still you can realize it. There is no difficulty. How? Krishna says, Rasoham Mapsukhanduya. My dear Krishna, Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. Now who does not drink water? Anyone. The animal also drinks water, and the human being also drinks water. But the animal cannot understand God, although God is there in the water. The man can understand, because he is human being, therefore human being is different from animal. If you remain like animal, you are drinking water, but you are not realizing Krishna, then you are animal. This is animal. And if we drink water, everyone drinks water many times, so many times we can remember Krishna. And that is the process of devotional smaranam. Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. So, every time if you drink water and remember Krishna, then you are on the devotional service. Very difficult. But the rascals will not take it. Very difficult. Very difficult. Everyone drinks water. And as soon as you drink water when you are thirsty, and the taste of the water appeases your thirst. So, if you simply remember that in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that this taste is Krishna, then immediately remember Krishna. And as soon as you remember Krishna, it is devotional service, smaranam. Where is the division? Where is the difficulty for becoming Krishna conscious? Rasoham apsukanteya parvasmi sasishudaya. I am the illumination of the moon and the sun. So who does not see the moon sign and the sun sign? In daytime you see the sun sign, and then at night you see the moon sign. So if you see the sun sign and moon sign, and if you remember Krishna's instruction that the sun sign, moon sign, I am. So where is the difficulty? Rasoham apsukantiya prabhasmi sasasuddaya pranava sarvabhidhi su. Now if you think, I am so learned Vedantist, why shall I study the sun sign, moon sign and what? I shall chant Om. Rascal, this Om I am. You are so big, Vedantist, you chant Om, but that I am. Pranava sarva bhidhishu. Every Vedic mantra is chanted after the vibration of Omkar. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Param Sadava Santi. This is it, Vedic mantra. Everybody. So either you become Vedantist or ordinary human being does not know anything, you can realize this. There is no division. So Krishna taught everything for becoming Krishna conscious, but still we are so rusted we could not understand Krishna. Therefore Krishna came again. These rascals failed to understand me. Now I shall teach how to become a devotee of Krishna by my personal behavior. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his person. Don't think that because he is playing the part, just like somebody is giving massage to my body, so he is not giving properly. So immediately I take his hand and I begin to give massage. Do like this. That does not mean I am Messiah or I am servant of that person. Similarly, don't forget that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna nahe onno. You are worshipping Radha Krishna and there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's duty also. There are some parties, they protest. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's duty should be placed along with Krishna? But they do not know Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna nahe onno. It is not different. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna. It is confirmed by the Shastra. Here it is said, Channa, Channa Kalau Jag Abhavat. In the Kali Yuga, directly, he does not appear as incarnation, like Vishnadev or Bamandev or Lord Ramchandra. But as devotee. It is the same incarnation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, above us. Therefore, sometimes we are called as three yugas. There are four yugas, but he is known because in three yugas he appears distinctly, and in the fourth yuga, in the Kali Yuga, as devote. That he is called three yugas. So, today, the birthday or appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the birthplace, this Mahaprabhu, and you are all present here. This is good fortune. All as remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Sananda. This will make your life perfect. Thank you very much.